Technique for meeting your guides and angels. In this very simple technique, I'm going to take you through a three-step process for meeting any of your spirit guides, guardian angels, animal totems, and more. In this particular technique, you will usually be meeting just one guide at a time. However, every single time you do this technique, it's going to be unique and there are really no rules. As you may remember, all of us have a variety of different guides and angels that are working with us. And so don't expect to meet all of them at once. It usually takes a while to develop relationships with each one. And sometimes, you know, you'll meet one of your guides, and you might not be presented with your other guides and angels for a few years. So just keep that in mind. And with that in mind, I do feel very confident that with this exercise, you will be able to at least meet your most prominent guide or angel to help you get started. And then when the time is right, when it's aligned for your spirit to be connected and have communication with your other guides and angels, they will make themselves present to you. So this technique is a great way to open you up and make that communication from your guides easier. So many times we're so closed off, we don't realize that we are, but sometimes it's hard for our guides and angels to communicate with us. This particular technique involves doing some relaxation and some light meditation. And that is a fantastic way, relaxing and meditating separately or together. Both of those are fantastic ways to open up that portal so that you can be a more open channel for your guides to communicate with you. Now, this process has three steps, and I'm going to go through those three steps briefly. And then I'm going to take you into parts of the technique on this recording. So the very first step is that you're going to choose a location. You're going to choose a location where you would like to meet your guide or angel, where you would like to be introduced to them in your visualization, in your meditation. So this is all in your meditation, and you're going to decide ahead of time, before your meditation, what location, where you would like to meet them. I originally had planned to just choose a location and create this really nice guided meditation, but the reality is that each of you have different personalities. Each of you will connect with different types of locations. And besides that, each of your guides may want to meet you at different locations. And let me just give you a few examples. And as I go through this list, I want you to really tune in and listen. Just notice your inner guidance. If any of these really pops up, if any of these really stands out for you, I want you to take notice of that, because that may be the location that you're supposed to do in today's meditation. Okay, so take notice. You might even have a pen and paper handy. So some types of locations may include nature, being out in nature. Like you might choose to meditate and visualize meeting your guide on a beach, maybe in the mountains, on a mountain, forest, a lake, a clearing, any natural setting. You might instead want to meet your guide in a sacred place, like a temple or some other type of sacred place. You might feel inclined to meet one of your guides in a comfortable cottage, in a home, maybe even a teepee or a hut. And you know, each of your guides may have different kinds of different personalities. Your spirit guides in particular, many of them, if you remember, many of them have lived human lives, so they might present themselves as a certain, as being from a certain culture or ethnicity. And so they might choose a location or a theme that fits with that. And then you might also be inclined to have a more casual type of meeting, like you would with a good friend. Like you might imagine meeting one of your guides or angels in a coffee house or a cafe or some other place where you really imagine meeting with a friend and having a really good heart-to-heart talk. Maybe that might be in your living room having a cup of tea. Or you might want to just keep it simple and imagine that your guide or angel appears to you right where you are. Wherever you are when you're listening to this recording, they appear to you right there. And I've been working with my guides and angels for many years now. And so when I connect with my guides, most of the time, I don't really have to depend on visualizing being somewhere else now. I just feel them standing in front of me or next to me, and I receive messages. But that will come in time. So this technique of the guided visualization that we're going to be doing is very effective in really starting that connection. And then eventually you may not need to do the visualization of meeting them in a certain place. So that's the first step. And so hopefully you have already picked what location that you'd like to play with for this first time through this exercise. And remember, choose whatever location just really popped out at you. So avoid overthinking it. And it is possible that you choose a location, you think you know where you're going to go, but once you get into the visualization, you end up going somewhere completely different, or maybe someplace, unimaginable, and that is all okay. Remember, there's no rules. Oh, there's another category that might be kind of neat. There's really no limits to this. You could be meeting them on another planet. You could meet them out in outer space. I mean, you could be in a cave. I mean, there's no limit. You can use your imagination. If it suits you, then go for it. Okay? So that's the first step when you do this exercise today, and then when you do this exercise in the future, your first step will be to choose a location that you think you're going to be using. And then the second step will be to relax, breathe, and center. And you'll be doing some grounding, centering, relaxation types of things to get you in a more receptive state. And I will take you through that in just a minute. And the third step is to do your visualization. You can think of it as like a guided meditation. that you are guiding yourself. So once you're in that relaxed, centered state, then you can go into your visualization, and in that guided meditation, that self-guided meditation, you're going to imagine that you're walking on a path or a sidewalk or a road or somehow gently traveling to your location. So that's important, is that when you begin your meditation, your visualization is about getting to your place. It's just a nice little segue. And then you will arrive at your place and you're going to notice all of the details. So before you even meet your guide, you're going to really use your senses and tune into what the location looks like, what sounds you hear, what it smells like, and any physical sensations that you may have, like what's the temperature? Does the air feel damp or dry? Things like that. And then you'll actually meet your guide. You'll see them and you'll interact with them. You'll notice their appearance. You'll ask them their name and you'll ask them for a message. So once you get really used to this technique, you can actually be in and out pretty quickly if you wish to do so. So if you wish to reconnect with your guide, you can go back to that location in your mind, connect with that guide, ask them a question, and then leave. So it does not have to be a really long meditation every single time. However, usually your first time meeting a particular guide or angel usually does take a little bit longer because you're just taking time to make a connection. It's like when you're first meeting a new person, you're not going to say, "Hi, nice to meet you. Here's my questions. Okay, bye." And it's the same thing. You really are developing a relationship. That's what you're doing. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to shut off this recording. I'm going to start a second recording that will have an example of going through all of these steps. So I won't be going through all of the explanation that I did in this first audio. However, I will be taking you through some breathing and relaxation and visualizing. So I encourage you to go on to the next audio so that you can try a sample of this exercise and meet a new guide or angel for the very first time. I know some of you have already been in contact with some of your guides and angels and some of you haven't been. So my hope for you is that even if you already know one of your guides, I'd like for you to intend to meet a new one today. All right, so I wish you happy travels and I look forward to connecting with you in the next recording.